Thanks for joining me today for another episode of the Fasting Guy podcast. That's me. Glad to have you here. Just a quick note, some housekeeping. If you would like to reach out to me with quips, queries, questions, critiques, whatever, compliments, we do all that via social media direct message. So you want to DM me on Instagram or Facebook, just follow me over there, Fasting Guy Podcast. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Would love to have you do that. And thanks for listening and subscribing. I really appreciate it. So Rebirth 2022 continues. If you've been following since the beginning of the year, you know it's been quite a journey of exploration, learning, understanding. It's been incredible for me. I've learned so much about me. I've learned so much about what typically drives people losing weight to fail. Because Lord knows I failed a ton. And as we stand right now, end of September coming up, we've lost around 35 pounds-ish. You know, I'm still proud. I certainly could lose 50 pounds this year, certainly could lose 100 pounds this year. But if the year winds up and I've lost 35 pounds or even 30 pounds, I'm going to take it as a victory because I've done it in a way that I know is sustainable. So I just want to get that out of the way. The other thing I want to get out of the way is let you know that unless something changes, an episode will drop tomorrow that will be pretty exciting. If you're really into fasting and fasting for weight loss, fasting for health, and you like statistics and you like data and stuff like that, again, unless something changes, the episode that drops tomorrow will be the beginning of that, fingers crossed. So I'm talking about the appropriate human diet today and a revelation that I've had. Now, this is something that I figured out quite some time ago. But there's no convincing me otherwise now. I can't be convinced otherwise about what humans should eat now. I don't think there should be any question. I think it's been proven beyond any reasonable doubt. And we'll get into that in just a minute. But first, let me talk about my history. You know, I started out on my weight loss way back in 2013. I was taking some pills. They called it called it the pink drink. I'm not going to give them a brand name. It got me started, worked okay, I guess. I realized at some point I had to get off of that. I mean, they did change the formula. I could tell immediately. But I also knew that I needed to figure out a way to move forward without being tied to some kind of really expensive drink, right? And so we did, and we moved forward into we just counted calories, really, is what I was doing. I was doing this thing where I would, you know, I'd eat all the foods I always ate. I would just chop it in half or three quarters. So, like, I would still go to McDonald's, buy a double quarter pounder with cheese and fries. But I would take a quarter, somewhere 25 to 33%. So a quarter to a third of the cheeseburger, I would just rip out and throw in the bottom of the bag. And then I would take the fries and I would take half of them out of the thing and throw them in the bag and smush them up in there so I couldn't eat them. And then I would just enjoy the rest of it like it was normal. And all that worked reasonably well for a while. We lost quite a bit of weight. Then I really got into different podcasts and YouTubers on veganism and heart disease, which is a concern I have because that runs greatly in my family. My grandfather died at maybe 62, I think. From a massive heart attack. My dad died at 60. Was it 60? Yeah, he had just turned 60. He died a month after he turned 60. And this whole veganism seemed to be the way to go. So we went vegan and did that for a while. Was losing weight with it. I didn't hate it too much because I was doing the veganism where I was buying the vegan hamburger patties and the vegan hot dogs and vegan chicken tenders. So, you know, but anyway, we were still counting the calories and it was still working okay. And then at some point I decided to go raw vegan with based mostly on fruit. And well, that was a little bit of an adventure there. And then out of necessity, I've talked about this a lot on the podcast, so I won't spend a lot of time on it, but due to a condition developed with my mom and her losing massive amounts of weight and needing to get massive calories in her in small doses, I've discovered keto, went on keto because it just made me easier to help her, and I've had massive weight loss results. Subsequently found a bunch of great literature about really long-term veganism just isn't that great for you. Is it, can it work? Yep, sure, maybe. But I just ultimately, through everything I've read and studied, have arrived on my own that, yes, humans are supposed to eat animal flesh. That's just a part of who we are. It is the and you hear a lot of people talk about that. Well, our ancestors, man, they would have been hunters and gatherers, and they would have gathered at times. They would have been hungry a lot. This is another reason why I'm a firm believer in fasting, because I think our human body evolved to fast, because we would go for days without having food. You might go weeks without having food. You just didn't know. And so our body, and that's why we store fat, and that's why all of us are fat today, because there's an abundance of food, and there is no time of fasting unless we self-impose it. About a week and a half ago, I was watching a YouTuber, and he talked about his favorite TV show that he watches called Alone. And hearing him describe it, it sounded like something I'd be fascinated with. So I went to Netflix, and they have one season on Netflix. I think it's season 8, and I watched season 8. And within just a few episodes, this light bulb went off in my head. It was like, wow, here is all the proof that you need that the proper, appropriate human diet absolutely involves animal flesh. There's no other way around it. And you see these people, they're alone, stranded in the middle of nowhere, trying to survive. They have to figure out how to build a shelter out of nothing. And they have to start figuring out how to eat. And you see them 2-3 weeks in. They've lost 10-15 pounds because it's so hard to find food. It's so hard to kill food. They're foraging for berries and onion, wild onions and wild salad greens and things, and trying to find this, that, and the other. This one guy was eating the inside of a tree bark. Meanwhile, all that's on their mind is, I need to be able to catch a fish. Oh, Lord, help me. I'm not going to survive. I don't catch a fish. Or, man, maybe I'll be able to trap a rabbit. Or be a miracle if I could shoot myself a deer. And on they go. And they continue to lose weight and continue to lose weight. And usually by just a few weeks in, they've lost like a massive 20-25% of their body weight. They're thin. They don't know how much longer they can last because it's so hard. It's so hard to get food. And you hear these vegan proponents talking about how our ancestors, oh, it was fabulous. They just roamed around foraging for nuts and berries and leaves and plants, and it was a wonderland. Well, I mean, depending on where you lived, it could be possible. I'm not saying it wasn't possible for some people, but you pretty much have to live on the equator, right? You'd have to live or near the equator in an area that's abundant with tons of fruit, because fruit is very high calorie. Now, again, if you go back 50,000 years, the fruit wasn't nearly as sweet as it is now. We've manipulated it and cross hybrid it and genetically altered it, so it's super, super sweet now and super high calorie. But during that time, it was still would have been the sweetest, highest calorie plant you could have found. And so people who lived on or near the equator in areas like that possibly could have survived easier. Because I don't proclaim to be an expert on this, but presumably in a climate like that, you would have year-round fruit. And so I'm assuming they would have been able to make it much easier. But those areas are all on coastlines, and I know that those people be eating fish. You're just not going to tell me that they weren't out there eating fish, because fish has this fat in it. Fat is something that the human body needs. You can't make things internally that you need to make without adequate levels of fat, and you're just not getting that in fruit. And you can get it from some nuts, but you'd have to be eating some nuts for sure and some seeds. But if you take if you take fruits out of the equation, the stuff you forage for is so low in calories, it will not sustain a human life for long. You have to get meat and fat and animal protein. You have to. And I'm just telling you, if you've never watched the show Alone, you watch those guys out there and you go back and picture how we evolved as humans and how we got to where we are today, where we have agricultural farming, which means, yeah, sure, we could probably live off plants now because we've developed agricultural farming. But you know that hasn't been around forever. You only go back so far to when that started. I mean, I'm talking about going back to our original ancestors. You go back far enough before all of this stuff, there was no farming. It was foraging and hunting, and that was it, foraging and hunting. And there's no way they survived very long just foraging. They just didn't. It'd be impossible. And so this TV show Alone, it's the most amazing demonstration of how humans need to live. And you watch them, they'll start out. They're fine. They're finding these berries here, or they're finding these wild onions here, or they're finding this type of wild, salad leaf here. And, you know, they may find this, that, and the other, and they're hanging in there. And, but then by about the end of 1 week, they start talking about, boy, I sure need to catch a fish or something. And then when they're 2-3 weeks in, they're like, oh, if I don't figure out a way to catch a fish or trap a rabbit or something, I am going to have to tap out and leave. And that's the thing. They give them a satellite phone and you're stuck out there on your own until you satellite phone in and go, I'm done. Come get me. And you can just see it. You can see their bodies dwindling away, their strength dwindling away. And ultimately, if they don't find a great source for food at some point, either they figure out a way to catch a lot of fish or they kill a buck or something like that. I mean, they're just tapping out soon. They're just not making it. The only ones that have even come close, you know, to having significant times out there are the ones who were fat going in. Somebody like me, you know, I could go 3 months without food because I'm just so obese. But if you're just a normal human out there and you can imagine our ancestors, none of them were obese because these are the conditions they were living in. Trust me, none of them were obese. None of them were getting fat. So they didn't have fat stores. You know, they had fat stores that would keep them for a few days. I mean, you think about it. They live in those conditions all the time. So the most amount of fat stores they would have, because they would be really lean, they'd have enough fat stores to keep them a few days, maybe a week. And, you know, by at that point, I mean, they're looking for some animal somewhere to kill some way, somehow. Necessity being the mother of invention, you can figure out how we've come to have all the skills we have today because you have to evolve and grow over time and learn how to do it. Nevertheless, I just wanted to throw that out there. It's a fascinating series if you watch it. I finished season 8. I'm now watching season 9, and it just really demonstrates a few things. How the human body, how we definitely 100% are supposed to fast. We are 100% designed physiologically. Our bodies are well adapted and well designed to fast. And fast for a while, too. And then we also need animal protein and animal fat. You'll just never convince me otherwise, sure. In the world we live in of abundance, where you can go to just a mile down the road to some store and buy all the fruit and vegetables and nuts you want and just cram yourself full of them all day long, yeah, you can make veganism work. But that's only something in recent history. It certainly was never like that for the human race up until not that long ago. All right, that's about as deep as I'm going to get today. Should be dropping an episode tomorrow, which may be an epic thing. We'll see. Fingers crossed. I'm feeling pretty confident about it. Would love to meet you back here then. Talk to you soon.